You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The draft, Elliot. Sounds like we know where it's going to be this June.
Buffalo. Yeah, John Buchagross was the first to put it out there. He kind of danced around it, but it is Buffalo. It's a done deal. It's getting announced, I think, next week. Buffalo is the team, and I heard this was a big challenge, and one of the reasons it's a big challenge is because of the World Cup of Soccer.
Right.
And there's a lot of places in the States that had some interest, and as a matter of fact, like depending on where the Stanley Cup is this year, if it's in one of the World Cup cities, like somebody said to me, it's going to be carnage.
Oh, yeah. Hotel rooms?
Yeah.
You're already hearing stories just even
we'll be
in Canada,
staying on
right?
Mars.
Yeah. Yeah. Even in like Toronto and Vancouver, like I'm sure you've heard stories of even if you look at booking a hotel room now for when there's going to be games there, in particular, of course, when Canada's playing, I mean, good luck.
Yeah.
It's Taylor Swift all over again.
Canada might be the easier team.
Right.
Dom, well, don't have to worry about Vancouver. Thanks, Dom. And Toronto, Dom, is that who you meant too? Don't have to worry about Vancouver and
yes.
Toronto?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Dom. Thanks for your input to this podcast. Anyway, yes, the World Cup wrecked havoc with the draft this year. I heard there were some concerts that were also issues, but Buffalo is a done deal. That is going to be happening. And... I think that there were a couple other cities that looked into it. Montreal was very interested, but they had it more recently than Buffalo. So that's why I think Buffalo got it now. But that is a done deal and will be announced next week. The other thing that is interesting is we're going to talk to Ryan Smith, as you mentioned. He's our interview guest today. They have not yet set the Winter Classic date and time. And you know what? Like we talked about it in one of the more recent pods, football and sun. And, you know, one of the things, you know, people are saying, why don't you play it in the afternoon again on July 1st, no matter what? And the sun has become a very big deal. And, you know, for example, in Winnipeg, I did the game there, Winnipeg, Edmonton, where it got delayed because of the sun. And you remember what happened in Lake Tahoe a couple of years ago when they had to delay the game because of the sun. And so I think the sun has become a major factor for why it's moved later or at night.
Don't tell that to Joe Bowen. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. I mean, like, I couldn't believe that. Like, that was, it was just crazy. Like, geez, it was kidding. My goodness. Talk about an overreaction. Anyway, the other thing too is that they want to stay away from college football, and that's a monster, and the NFL. Like, if you look, they just had the top 100 broadcasts in the United States last year. In anything, 93 of them were football. I think the Oscars, like there were two baseball games, I think, including Game 7, which I still blocked out, never happened.
Yes, don't speak up.
Like I think the Oscars was there, the State of the Union, but 93 of the 100 top broadcasts
That's
were
crazy,
football.
Man.
And so I think one of the things they wait to see is what's the NFL schedule and what's the college schedule. And, you know, one of the things apparently they were talking about in college football is that last week, the quarterfinals, they had one on New Year's Eve and three on New Year's Day. And apparently it might not be set up like that again next year. So, you know, we'll see. But I do think Utah's a great choice. I think it will, you know, like I spoke to some people who went to the game in Florida last week, and they said they had a great time. Like, they loved it. It's just the buzz around it decreased. I think this will add to some buzz back to it, but I think they're still trying to see, like, what's the way we can avoid getting swallowed by football.
Yes. Yeah, suddenly it's like nowhere to hide anymore with how crowded that particular part of the calendar has become between the NFL and college ball. Just to go back to the draft.
They've hammered NBA Christmas Day too, right? Like that used to be the NBA's day, and like they had like bad football games. They had that quarterback from the Vikings that nobody ever heard of, and they beat the NBA, I think, like 3 or 4 to 1. Like the football just eats everything in its path. It's like the Cookie Monster. Sees the decadence and Oreos and oatmeal raisin, and it devours everything in its path.
So just to go back to the draft, like, is it a fait accompli that if it's in Buffalo, is it at KeyBank Center, the arena?
I don't know.
They go Shea's Buffalo Theater, perhaps?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know that. But I'll tell you that one of the things that's absolutely happening is what we talked about. They're streamlining it. I don't know if it's the first two rounds on the first night and 3 to 7 the next day, but they are streamlining it.
Don't do the first two. And if you're going to streamline it, if you're not going to have the teams there present on site, don't do it in the arena either.
Well, they did. Remember, we talked about the setup, right? They want to change the walk. They want to make the walk quicker.
Right. So don't do it in a big arena.
All right, we'll see. Don't tell me. I don't have any control over those.
I've got to tell you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.